I've fostered now for 3.5 years. Previous to that, I worked for one of the main high street banks for 35 years. And I came to a point in my life where I wasn't getting as much reward out of the job that I felt I could do. And I looked elsewhere to see where I could get the most reward. I have had a little bit of experience with social services. I'm actually full-time care for my granddaughter. So that led me to fostering.
And what's it been like?
You're working 24/7, but to see a child start back to school after not attending school for a year, to see a baby smile, first smile to a new mum, and to guide a new mum through the process, it's the best job in the world.
Is support available too for people when they become foster carers or when they're, say, in the process of becoming one?
A great deal of support from my agency. That's the only experience I've had. But obviously, I believe that other agencies, you know, they have to give the same support. The process in joining is very tough. I won't deny that. You have an assessment over 6 months. The assessor that came to me, it was very intense. You have to go through your childhood, how your parents parented you, your relationship with your parents, your relationship with your family, and subsequently your children. And I used to think that it was like having counselling 2 times a week. So it was a very emotional time.
Do you think that might potentially put some people off the thought that it's going to take so long? But I suppose, obviously, that it's necessary to vet people.
It is very, very necessary because, you know, you have to be the right person. You have to be very resilient. You have to accept that these children that land on your doorstep are potentially broken and perhaps they can't be amended. And it doesn't matter how much you do for them. You know, you're not going to be able to turn them around. And that's very, very difficult and very hard to accept when, you know, you put your life and soul into this child.
Did you think that maybe there were barriers preventing you from fostering?
I didn't think there was going to be any barriers. Being a grandma, being over 50, being a single mum and a single grandma, I'd read quite a lot of information. And nowadays, it's irrelevant what type of gender you are, what relationship you're in. At the end of the day, if you're the right person, then there's no reason why you can't foster.